This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
I didn't realize we were out here faking things. Now I've gotten some ideas.
Yeah, he was literally like 6'5", gorgeous.
Blue eyes.
Here for the weekend.
Trust fund, finance. It says he's 600 feet away.
In other words, your sugar daddy.
They're not my sugar daddies. Katie, her pillow, her emotional support bear, and her microphone.
His
a
name
sight to be seen.
He has a name. His name is Ollie.
Ollie.
We've talked about Ollie before.
We have.
He's my heatable bear.
Right.
That helps with my cramps.
Right. I was about to say your PMS bear.
Yeah, sure.
Your period bear.
It's not just a PMS bear because you can use it for like cramps of like muscles and like lower back.
Does it have aromatherapy too or no?
It does. It has lilac beads inside of it. So it smells really good. And yeah, it's just like...
Wait, but how's it helping with all these things? Doesn't it just sit there? Or yeah, like, do you like rub it on yourself?
It's heat. It's just heated.
Does it have a battery in it?
No, you put it in the microwave. And it's so funny because he spins around in there. And it like feels like animal cruelty. Wait, to have the bear.
Are the eyes on it stitched?
Yep. Nothing is like flammable.
Yeah.
We have a snow day.
Technically.
In the city.
It's technically an ice day, I would say.
I was slip and sliding all over the financial district.
Yeah.
I went to the gym and I like quite literally was just sliding across.
Sliding. I was not taking real steps. I was doing a little shuffle.
Oh, and then last night when it was happening, the blizzard, I slid so far on the sidewalk that this couple literally yelled out to me, good save.
Really?
They were like, good save. I'm slipping, sliding across the sidewalk.
I almost wiped out so bad the other day before the snow even started. They were laying new cement on a section of the sidewalk by my apartment. And you know how there's different sidewalk materials in the city, depending on which building you're in front of, kind of?
I don't think
and some
kinda.
Of them are slippery.
Yes.
And like oily looking.
Yes. That's a lot in Tribeca, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was walking and they were laying like normal cement on the one next to that. Mm-hmm. And I saw the day before this guy was just like sweeping it off. And I think some of the residue ended up on the part next to it that already is kind of slippery. And it was early in the morning and we were walking to go pick my mom up from the train station. It was literally before 9 a.m. because that's when her train got in. And I had just gotten a full coffee and somehow took a wrong step and there's like a downward slope and I somehow saved myself and didn't spill my coffee on myself. But I wish that I could watch the video back because I was like 3/4 of the way down and somehow didn't fall or spill my coffee.
I'm very impressed.
It was really impressive.
When I heard coffee, I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
I did witness a girl slowly fall down the subway steps, which is my biggest fear ever.
Hopefully on her butt.
So Jack and I went to see a movie late night because it was like later on a Saturday. I'm like, this last weekend was a little bit hard with the dry Jan. I'm not going to lie. Just from a lack of like, what do we do? Like, what do we do when it's freezing outside besides go to a bar? Yeah. So we've been seeing a lot of movies in theaters. We went and saw Better Man, which was very good. It's slightly CGI. So if that's not your jam, then don't see it. But it's another biopic about another British rock star. Mm-hmm. It was very good though. And we came out of that and we were going to the subway in Times Square, which I don't recommend, but we just had to go there because the time worked out. And this whole like throng of Australian tourists were in the subway the same time as us, a bunch of girls, like really cute girls. And they were talking about what bar they were going to downtown. And I like for a moment was like, damn, I wish I was one of them. But, and they were like, I guess, kind of drunk. I don't know. Maybe they went to Margaritaville in Times Square. I'm not really sure. But they had all like bounded into the subway. And they were going down the steps as we were coming up the steps. And one of the girls like clips Jack's shoulder as we're walking past them on the stairs. And she like, I guess she was like already unsteady on her heels. And like there was like a bit of water in the subway steps. She so very slowly falls down. Like it wasn't like she hit, like she went bam, like down.
Yeah, yeah.
She slowly like fell and tried to bring one of her friends down with her. She grabbed onto, like I turned around just as all of this was happening. She grabs onto her friend's like sleeve of their jacket and starts pulling her down. And they were all yelling in their Australian accents. Like, and she tumbled. But luckily, it was like such a slow fall. I feel like the only thing that was very bruised was her ego in the process.
Okay, well, that's good.
But that is honestly one of my biggest fears. Like, I take the subway steps alarmingly slow.
That would have been me in that situation 100%. Like, I would have been dragging both of you down with me.
Yeah, well, because I feel like it's such a natural instinct to, like, reach for someone.
I'd be gripping the nearest thing. Yeah, and if it was your arm, something. Like, sorry, Katie, yeah. We'll be like, you're coming down.
Well, I'm thinking about how disgusting her clothes must have been after that.
Yeah, and they were going to a bar after that. Damn.
Luckily, she mopped
they
the
were
floor.
Wearing all black, so I feel like they'll be okay. But Jack felt extremely guilty because he thought he was the cause.
Did you ask them if they were okay, or you just kind of watched it all happen?
No, we made sure they were okay. Oh my God.
I would have just been a watcher.
But we were at the top, we like looked back, and we were like, one of the girls was like, don't worry, she's fine.
As she's rolling down the steps.
I'm like, maybe this happens often. But yeah, there was like a situation in the Times Square subway. Jack may or may not be
liable for
the assailant. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure I was thinking, I'm like, she's never going to be able to live that down.
For sure.
Like those girls are going to be like, remember that time when Sophia ate shit in the subway?
Well, it seems like Sophia might be doing that a lot. It seems like that might be a common occurrence if the friend is turning around while Sophia's rolling down the stairs.
She probably got so drunk after that because like, I feel like when any like slightly embarrassing thing happens to me and I'm like on a day or night out, I'm like, well, I just gotta...
Or it just sobers you up to a point where you can't get past the hump.
That is true.
And then at that point, she's like, I think we should just go home. Yeah. I think if I fell down the stairs...
I should just go back to Australia.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm getting on a flight. Yeah. Back down under.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Down under.
Something like that.
I need to know. I booked my flights 2 days ago for Australia.
My God. You're going.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's going to be amazing.
Crazy. Literally for like half a second, but I'm going.
Mm.
And I told Dubai guy because he's Australian.
Are you going to see him or no?
Well, he was going to try to come to London this week to see me because I fly to London tomorrow.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But it didn't work out. And then for Australia, he has to be in like... I forget, somewhere else.
So no.
It's so funny. Like, we don't like, we literally, at the end, long story short is no. But he told me he tried.
Yeah. It's a thought that counts.
It's a thought that counts.
It's just a little reason to slide back in.
Yeah.
To see what's going on.
See, he's like, he's been an action speak louder than words dude, though. Like, with the paying the bill in London for that dinner that he wasn't even at.
It's so crazy that he was like, let me just...
That's
my card
certainly
down.
One of the craziest things that I feel like has happened to
and
me.
And he's not going to get... Maybe he's just in it for the long game.
I'm an investment.
Like, yeah, yeah. He plans on reaping the rewards later on in life.
He's one of my NPCs. I already described my NPCs, right? Because I told my entire...
What does that mean again?
Non-playable character.
You've already defined this for me once, and I just don't understand what it means. It's like a
So basically, like, in a video game.
Video game thing.
Like, yeah. When Jack is playing a video game, it's like he's playing a character, right? And then, like, his friends are, like, playing some characters. But then there are some people that are just, like, the computer just operates
the
them.
Bots.
The
okay,
bots,
yep.
Right? And that's called a non-playable character, an NPC. And so I call all these dudes that I meet on Raya who are, like, all over the world and I will never meet in my entire life but, like, do things for me. I call them my NPCs.
Okay,
my non-playable characters.
I like
because,
that.
Like, as far as I can, like, know, they're just... They're part of the simulation.
They're bots.
You know? They're bots.
Okay.
And this NPC just happens to, you know, pay for my 500-pound dinners when you got nothing out of it. Other than, you know, the validation of paying for my meal.
Wow. Well.
My Canada NPC used to send me Starbucks gift cards. That was a great one.
You mean
loved him?
Your sugar daddies.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the thing. Like,
in other words, your sugar daddies.
They're not my sugar daddies, though.
Okay.
Literally, the funniest thing is when I told my friend, I was like, there's a 50% chance this is being paid for, and then the bill gets paid for, and he's like, you need to show me this guy right now, and I showed him the guy, and he was like, this is not at all who I was expecting. Like, he was fully expecting me to show him a 6-year-old sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And it's like a 31-year-old hot Australian man.
Yeah, well, my brain goes to, he still could be a 60-year-old. I mean, we haven't seen the man in person.
Oh, true.
It's true.
He's I'm sorry about that.
We have not seen him in the flesh.
Yep, Dubai guy still. You never know.
He could just have an amazing profile of fake photos.
That's true.
Really good AI.
That's good true. Catfish.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen him on the news many times.
Yeah, but again, it could not be him. He could exist, the man... could exist, but the person typing could be a different person.
You're so right. Well, no, that's like the whole concept of an NPC.
Well, who cares? Yeah, like, who cares? You're never meeting him, so it's fine.
I mean, true, honestly, yeah.
Like, the way, actually, that there is no chance, like, we ever meet is
it's
kind of comical, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know how we got on that, NPC. That topic. Oh, me going to Sydney. To Sydney and Melbourne.
Wow, give him Rex, everyone.
I'm literally there for 3 days. So, like, I'm there for such a short amount of time. And also, when you fly to Australia, you lose an entire day.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to be seeing the sights. You're there for in and out for a purpose.
Yeah. But, like, my flight was literally so substantially cheaper by flying on a Thursday and landing on a Saturday that I actually will end up having a day to, like, do something.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, I told, because most of my coworkers are landing on Sunday, and then they have, like, the rest of Sunday to do whatever, and then we'll, like, do meetings and stuff Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But, like, I booked it so last minute.
Wait, you just said that you were there for 3 days, and then you just rattled off a whole week.
Well, like, I'm not saying the week. So, like, basically.
Yeah, I was
you're
thinking
doing
that too.
Meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but you're there for 3 days.
The math is not mapping.
Let me math a little bit harder. Okay, yeah, I made it up a little bit, but, like, I guess now I land on Saturday. So, I land midday Saturday. So, I have half of Saturday. I have all of Sunday to do whatever. And then I'm doing meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I fly home Thursday morning.
Okay.
Got
so,
it.
I guess 4 full days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But then, luckily, when you fly back,
like, you get the day back.
You get the day back. So it's like, I literally leave on a Thursday, land on a Saturday, which is insane, and fly for 24 hours, which
wow.
is also insane.
It's crazy that if you moved to Australia and you never came back here, you would, like, lose a day of your life.
That is true. Well, you just, you'd live a day longer.
How does
Maybe.
That work?
No, you wouldn't.
My brain isn't really like.
You would never come back. So you're just living a day ahead forever.
That's true.
Is it a leap year? You
this
know,
year?
Like, leap years are a thing, like, every few, yeah. every 6 years or something like that. Is it every 6 years? I actually don't know that for a fact, but I know people that are born on a leap year.
The 29th.
Are, like, 7 years old right now, technically, or something, even though they're actually not. Yeah, I'm ready for February. January's been trash. Like, everything that's happened in January, trash.
Is this your feelings about dry January?
No, not even. Honestly, dry Jan has been, like, the best part of January for me. Like, the best. Like, I feel accomplished
you
in
only
that.
Have one weekend left.
No,
I feel just looking at the calendar.
Great. Like, I feel so good about the fact that I've done it and I have not strayed and I have been so good. Mm-hmm. That's, like, an accomplishment. No, January has been trash. Like, that's why my Christmas tree is still up. I am still in the mindset that we need to go back to 2024 and start over again, because everything that's happened with the California fires and TikTok, what the heck just happened yesterday?
No, literally, my text in our group chat, like, I fully stand by this, that our government is a, like, episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so insane that literally all,
they
like,
just,
this goes
that
into effect.
Concluding with the YMCA performance last night was also just the icing on the
What's
cake.
That?
Wait, I didn't see that.
Oh my God, at the rally, the inaugural Eve rally.
Oh, I didn't say.
Concluded with a performance of the YMCA.
Like the YMCA, yeah. And they dance and everything?
Of course.
Okay.
All right, I missed that. But no, there's just been, I can't even think of everything that has happened in January that's been unfavorable, but it's been a lot of things. Like, I can't even think of all of it, but I just, my brain kept going to, like, what is going on in this month of, like, this needs to end. So February will
it's
be
just
good.
A lot of, like, very crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, why is half of California on fire?
Started with New Orleans, then California.
It just feels like it's everyone just, is, like, really going through it this month. with everything. And I just feel like all of us could agree that like January's been the worst.
Well, we got TikTok back. No offense back, so.
People are born in January and stuff.
I literally like thought I was going to go into a chronic depression without TikTok. Yeah, but
I seriously was like, I have an actual problem that I thought that I was so upset. I was not able to scroll on my phone for what I thought was my last day of being able to access TikTok.
Wait, same. I was literally leaving a bar on Saturday night, whatever it was. Yeah. I think Saturday night. And I was like, okay, perfect. I have an hour left. I'm going to like go home and scroll.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. And then I open up my freaking TikTok app and it's gone an hour and a half before midnight. And I was like, this is not what I was promised. But
so then when it came back, I was like, I need to honestly not let myself get programmed to thinking that the way that I've been acting on this thing is normal. And yeah. I need to somewhat reel it in on my scrolling. Well, you gotta
like I have a time limit thing on
my... Yeah, but I ignore those things when I put them on. I'm like, oh, cool.
Okay. I used to too, but I think if you get in a habit of not ignoring it, then it's fine.
Yeah.
And also, like, I like know in my head that I have this time limit. So once I start getting into like a scrolling habit, I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm gonna get off of this and then make sure I'm using my time on TikTok strategically so I can maximize it, you know?
Can I say something a little unpopular?
Of course.
After I do the intro, because I like where we're going and I don't want to
get in there.
Get in, you know, forget. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing? Now that TikTok's back.
My unpopular opinion. So I really love reels. And when TikTok was out for like 12 hours, the reels slander was insane. People were talking so much shit about reels. And the thing is, I always knew that there was like a kind of a joke surrounding reels. Like, oh, like, you know, so-and-so's on reels. Like they won't see this TikTok trend for three years. Like, you know, it's outdated or it's behind the curve. I get that. But I love reels. Going on reels. Like I've programmed my algorithm on Instagram to be really good on reels. So I'd never known the amount of slander that they're like, people really hate reels. It was coming out of people were just declaring that they hate reels. People were like spiraling, understandably, because I feel like TikTok going away was like it was a shock. And I understand why people acted the way they acted.
Well, because I think people were kind of like, I don't think this is actually going to happen.
That's the thing. Yeah, like,
everyone was like, there's no way.
Well, and they kept posting videos. People were posting videos saying, like, these are all the reasons why this is like a hoax. It's not actually going to happen. Like, you'll still have it on your phone, but it just won't update. Like, there was all this fake stuff floating around. But no, they meant business.
No, and then it came to like the day of and everybody was like, oh, fuck, like this is actually happening.
And that's why everyone started spiraling and posting their deepest, darkest secrets.
That was crazy.
And now they're just out there.
What was your favorite that you saw?
There's a lot of like very niche ones to like people that I follow that like I feel like anything that was like literally faked, like people like Meredith Duxbury saying that she didn't actually, or she did put like 10 layers of foundation on, like
you have seen,
but she wiped some of it off.
I like that one.
But yeah, I'm like, Harry Raftus also posted that the majority of the, or he said every single one of those beers that he shotgunned was water. But I don't believe that.
Some of them I think were done to like for rage bait. Like those videos of saying like this is fake was for rage bait. But I just think people were acting like the world is ending. Like all these creators, did they not have a backup plan?
Were they not
expecting like, oh, I'll just move over to Instagram. It's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why everyone was acting like the world was ending.
I think people like follow, you know, what the pack is doing. And I think the pack was saying this isn't actually going to happen.
And I think then it just was panic that there was just so much uncertainty. But it doesn't even matter now because came back within hours.
Which is so funny because like the sharing your deepest, darkest secrets thing, like those people actually like took that kind of seriously. I feel like,
oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
The girl who faked all of her workouts, like my For You page is people roasting the shit out of her.
I mean, they're idiots. Like I don't feel like I was actually racking my brain. I'm not going to lie. I was racking my brain. I'm like, what have I faked? What can I do to participate in this trend? I couldn't think of anything. And I'm not even saying that. Like I genuinely have not. I didn't realize we were out here faking things. Now I've gotten some ideas.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, we were we were just being fake this whole time. We were making coffees. We weren't actually drinking. We were doing this, this, this. Like, this one girl, Lexi Hidalgo,
yeah,
got, like, ripped for saying that she didn't drink the coffee that she made. Like, she did. She went viral.
She did, too. Wasn't she the one that did the workouts and the coffee?
What did she say?
She said that the entire time she was faking the workouts or something. And then
really?
And then people, it blew up. People started freaking the hell out. And then she deleted it and then posted the coffee one and was like, I never actually drank coffee. I don't like sweet coffees or whatever.
Yeah.
And then people were like, you also didn't do the workouts and we know you deleted it. And then she
started workouts was she doing? I guess I'm not like an original stan of hers. I just knew she existed because she's a...
I never even knew she existed until this whole...
People are obsessed with her. When she posted about her engagement and stuff, like, people were like, you are my favorite creator. And then I was like, oh, I get the hype. She's really cute. Interesting. So she's the workout girl?
Yeah. And people are angry as hell about the workouts.
The workouts, I think that's shady. I think the coffee thing, okay, whatever. But saying the workouts you do, because people think like, oh, they ask you for your workout routine because they sometimes like they're like, oh, you look really fit. I want to look like you. What do you do? Or I want to be as fit as you per se.
Yeah.
So people are asking, like, then that's like so fake to be like, oh, I do these workouts and you don't actually do the workouts. Like that's
well, I'm looking back at her content because when you search like Lexi Hidalgo workouts or whatever, you can see like all of her workout videos from 2020, and it's all these workout videos of her doing like a rep or two of each of the workouts, and then all the comments are like, who's here from 2025? Like, and okay. Then some of the older comments are like, I save all of your workouts, like you're such an inspiration, like blah blah blah. So I can kind of see like why people are so pissed off, I guess. But also it's like, who cares? Like, she's posting workout routines. Like, why does it?
Well, another part of it, Kennedy said that she was really outspoken about people getting lipo, and she had made a video, and it was after Kennedy had said that she had gotten liposuction, and she said it wasn't about her, but Kennedy thinks it clearly was about her because it was timed to the same time, and then she came out and said that she had gotten it. So it's just really hypocritical.
Okay, now I'm getting the full picture here. See, she had already deleted that video by the time I stumbled across her confession. I thought people were genuinely like really upset about the coffee thing.
No, people were like, pissed about the workouts.
Relax. Yeah.
But then I think people got so pissed about the workouts that they were like, we're also going to be so pissed about the coffee.
And that makes sense. Okay, yeah. If she's already, because who knows what else this girl's hiding?
Yeah, so then it's like, what's real?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why did we make her famous if it's all fake?
I understand.
I had so seriously never seen her content before, ever. Like, she just was not somebody that entered my TikTok.
She wasn't on your radar.
Stratosphere.
I saw her, like, bits and pieces of her in 2020, and then when she got engaged recently, people were talking about how, like, perfect her love story is with her fiancé, and then her ring is really pretty. It's like a flower. Very unique. And I think she's, like, I like her style. I like her way. Now I'm seeing a whole new side.
Do you guys know Two Turnt Tony?
Yes.
Did you see the one that his girlfriend posted?
That he stuffs his pants?
Yeah, with her socks.
I don't know him.
You definitely have seen Two Turnt Tony.
I don't think I have.
He, during, like, COVID, he had, like, all these girls in ski masks.
No.
You've never seen it? Colby.
He's
also so attractive. Like, I've always thought he was, like, literally one of the hottest men ever.
I've gotten jerk vibes from him, though.
Here, this guy.
I love the renaissance of 2020 TikTok.
When everyone was, like, stitching each other, like, all
and
the...
And, like, all the sway boys doing their dances.
The chain.
I loved it.
That was cute.
Yeah, it kind of felt like the end of a movie. Like, you know. It's
maybe
over.
Maybe I've seen this guy before.
And he is the ducks, and he always, like, is running around with the ducks.
Yeah, but the girl with the ski mask.
And the ski mask girl.
I don't know him.
That was dating him. That was a big 2020 thing for me. I honestly don't really know all the characters of TikTok today, but I was very tuned in during 2020. Because I feel like all of us were, and he was posting. Yeah, I guess he stuffed his pants. See, nothing is real.
No,
nothing is. Social media is fake. Everyone needs to stay vigilant because now we're back, and now we need to just keep our eyes wide open. Okay,
keep your eyes.
Now we should all just start being fake.
What should we start faking?
Let's just start.
I don't know.
Rumors.
I'm gonna start paying for Facetune and Instagramming all the time.
Okay, wait. Speaking of like all these,
well, that maybe fakeness doesn't count on Instagram, only on TikTok.
I don't know why this reminded me of this, but I literally, while I was on the way here, I was like scrolling on Instagram or whatever, and somebody posted something being like, "What are people using to edit their videos now that CapCut is gone?" And in my head, I'm like, what do you mean CapCut is gone? Because I literally have an ad due tomorrow and I edited it on CapCut already.
Oh, man.
And then I opened up CapCut and I can't get anything. It's like completely gone now.
I never used CapCut. Yeah, it was gone.
Oh, is that how you don't use that to edit on your phone?
I use Final Cut on my computer.
Oh, right. I know that about you.
I really applaud all these people out here that can edit videos on their phones. It's way too tiny for me. I need to like see it big on my computer.
Yeah, CapCut's pretty user friendly and there are so many templates.
No, like literally look at this. I see the video right there that I need that I edited already.
Sorry.
And I literally like can't get to it.
Well, that's crazy that that's not back along with TikTok.
It's fucked up. Like
that's so strange. Well, Instagram just made their own. Did you see that?
Oh, they did?
I think it's called Splice, maybe.
Oh, Splice has been there.
Yeah, I think that's
okay. So that's not it. So it's something else. But Instagram made one.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called, but they made one.
Interesting.
So, I have been getting all of these conspiracy theories. I am not a conspiracy theorist, and my TikTok thinks that I am. I get all of these conspiracy theories all the time that really twist my brain. But there is a conspiracy theory that the outage was because they were transferring TikTok secretly to Meta. I keep getting videos about how it was secretly transitioned onto the Meta servers.
Well, I'm getting all of the Meta conspiracy theories also.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, the CEO of TikTok doesn't have CEO in his bio anymore. And then it's like, wait, there was another one that I saw that was kind of actually believable. Oh, it said, oh, people were logging into Facebook and it was asking them all of a sudden to connect their TikTok account to Facebook. And it's like, why would there be an integration from between Facebook and TikTok?
Well, and Facebook made a profile on TikTok. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that too.
Like, there's a Facebook like verified profile on TikTok.
Yeah.
And people were like, block that, block. It's so funny. It feels like an army. Like, TikTok is like, I don't know. It was honestly just a crazy experience. Like, that is going to be something we'll talk about forever.
No, TikTok
the
is like,
TikTok TikTok it's outage, the 12 hours that TikTok was out and everyone was acting
a fool.
Like, it kind of reminded me of when the world shut down during COVID. Like, everyone was just kind of just trying to get out, like, pack the rental cars and go get out of the city. Like, everyone was trying to get out of New York City because of COVID. And, like, it felt like everyone was, like, evacuating. I don't know why.
I saw something and it was like, it feels like we're all approaching a deadline for our final projects and everyone's just trying to...
Scrambling.
Scrambling to make their submissions.
Yeah, 12 hours.
12 hours without TikTok.
12 hours clean.
I love how it came back, though, and then everybody was like, I told you so. Like, I knew it was going to be back, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bitch, like, no, you didn't. Like, you were one of the ones posting, like, I can't believe it's real.
Oh, how about how exactly who you would have imagined to be the person to post something being like, rip TikTok, never had that, were those people?
Ugh, the worst types of people.
What do you mean? I'm not following.
Like, I saw so many posts from, like, exactly who I would have pinned to be this person posting, like, grave tombstones of TikTok being, like, never had this trash.
Like, people didn't have the app, the TikTok app?
That love to be, like, oh, I don't know. Because I don't have TikTok.
Oh, I don't know anybody that doesn't
think
that
they're better.
Even Jack has TikTok.
Oh, I had some of those people that were like, I never had it. Wouldn't know. What's it like?
Where are they posting about that? On Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the elitist people that are like, sorry, I never had that addiction. It's like, congrats.
Yeah, literally.
You're so great.
I'm definitely going to take TikTok more seriously now. Because I just, seeing
this is a sign.
How people,
well, apparently it's only here for 90 days.
That's not.
They're going to find some solution, I feel like.
Yeah. There's no way. Like, they can't do this to us again.
If it didn't already get sold. But also, like, I don't see a world where it's going to get sold to Meta, because then there'd be some kind of, like, antitrust monopolistic situation.
Well, I saw something that said that it'll never be able to be unlinked from China. Because the host company is there. So, regardless, if it gets sold to an American company, it might not be the same.
Well, ByteDance would sell off TikTok, which is a part of their business. Like, ByteDance wouldn't sell ByteDance to Meta. They'd sell, like,
TikTok. But TikTok would still exist. The American server would no longer exist, and they can't unlink it from that. Oh, I know what you're saying.
Well, they'd make, like, a separate TikTok entity in the US, is what they would do.
Yeah, like, the person other people would have to, like, reinvent the wheel. Like, they would have to remake it from scratch because it would be disconnected from China.
I don't get why we can't just do that. Why can't we just make a new thing?
No, they could. They would.
And I feel like people are always citing,
well, because it's like the algorithm, right, and everything.
The algorithm's so good, but can't, why, if China can make a good algorithm, can't we make a good algorithm? What the heck?
I don't know. Instagram's been trying to for so long and it hasn't worked.
Otherwise, Reels would work the same as TikTok,
hey,
right?
Hey, Reels works the same as TikTok for me.
I don't know about that.
I have programmed my Reels to be, like, my Reels tab is all the stuff I want to see.
My Instagram Discover page has been so weird recently.
Same.
I actually just remembered that you could tap and say uninterested.
That's what I do, and that's how I've curated my gorgeous.
Yeah, well, I just started doing that. I would look at my Discover page and it would be all of these infographics about random, like, hypochondriac things.
Okay, that resonates with you though.
No, but they,
well, clearly was, like, you engage with it.
No, I clearly didn't even open them, but I wouldn't tap them or save them or anything. I would read through them and be like, why am I getting targeted for this? Do I have this disease?
Oh my, like, god, Colby is like the biggest hypochondriac I've ever met. This aligned perfectly.
But I've never searched for anything on Instagram.
No, probably, but, like, you probably read it though, and then it was like, oh, Colby spent X amount of time reading this post.
Well, because then it was flagged about a new disease that I might have, and then my whole page was about it.
Yeah,
you must spend a lot of time looking at that ad. See, mine is animals killing each other and people and people popping pimples. Like, it's like piranhas eating fish. It's like jaguars taking down a giraffe. Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20.
We'll see you there.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Mine's all like engagement rings. Mine's diamonds. Mine's
like, let's see what mine is right now, actually.
Vacation destinations. Like, yeah. I don't really, whenever I see something that I know is clearly.
Okay, mine is Taylor Swift hugging Kim Jong-un. Like,
what? So it's AI?
AI.
Yes.
That's so.
Mine is hot men taking mirror selfies. Like, that's believable. Mine's Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umanti. Okay, mine seems like actually pretty accurate right now. What else? Sourdough bread. I've really wanted to start making sourdough. So I think actually Reels may be. And then it's some random man brushing his wig. Like, I don't I don't know if I need that.
It is funny. I do feel like it was a big reality check for TikTok creators that they need to put effort into other platforms as well. Because
people who rely fully on TikTok were probably like, holy shit, like my income is fucked.
My heart really did sink for like those people that have. Because obviously I started on YouTube so long ago. I was thinking of if when I was kind of freshly into YouTube, like a few years in, mm-hmm. and like very excited about YouTube, like I'm still excited about YouTube. But like back then when that was like my platform was growing rapidly and I was so excited about it. If suddenly one day it just went away, I don't know what I would have done. Like also I was young. I was a teenager. Like I would have, like all these teenagers that are popping off on TikTok, like, I don't know how I would have processed that. Like, so I was feeling really bad for the people that
I was too. Really, I feel like people were being like so kind of mean in the comments. Like I was looking at Alex Earl and
people were like, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I was like, you're rich anyway. But like Alex Earl, literally, that's imagine you have spent like 6 years like writing in a diary, you know, and then all of a sudden the diary catches on fire and it's just gone, you know?
Yeah. But it's also just like you've gotten so used to doing something. It's a routine for a lot of people too, to post. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, what do I do? And also you've created this bond with an audience. It's like, well, where do you, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I understand why people were very upset.
Same.
But I also was kind of looking forward to it to being on for like at least a little while so I could, I don't know, like have a little bit of spare time.
The fact that it read was 12 hours books. Is actually kind of hilarious. Like,
it's pathetic.
I'm not like, I don't want to sound ungrateful because I am, like I do use TikTok. I still love Reels, but I do use TikTok every day. But I feel like they could have taken it away for like a couple of days. Like, I don't know, give us some time to like open a book, to take a walk, to, you know, go to sleep at night without scrolling before bed.
Yeah.
Like it would have been a nice little exercise.
It was not even a full day. It's so crazy. Like, what like was the point of even doing it? It was overnight.
Like, we were asleep for the majority of it. It's like it was gone for 15 hours, but like literally 12 of those were asleep.
But you know what was probably hilarious or just like probably pretty exciting for foreigners, like everyone else in the world that isn't us Americans, was probably like, the Americans are gone. Thank God.
Those no, the comments were so funny. People were commenting on so many videos being like, damn, I'm going to miss you Americans so much.
Well, but they were probably like excited for a bit. They're like, ooh.
It's no, some of the comments were like, wow, no more weird comments on these videos or something. It was like, Americans always have the weirdest things to say.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, people hate us. So that was probably a rude awakening when we were just like, we're back, bitches.
I know. So funny. Well, I'm happy it's back.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was an exciting day. But yeah, January is trash. Back to my original.
Is that how we got on this
declaration?
This yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm still pretending it's Christmas, even though Jack says we have to take the tree down tonight.
Tonight? He's assigning a time to it?
He said tonight. I'm like, you get the box out, because he has taken over the closet that the box is in and it's all the way in the back.
Oh.
And so I think that's truly why we haven't done it yet, because it's like a whole to-do having to go back there.
Buried.
That's fair. You're on week 3 of living with Jack.
Yep.
How's it feel?
Wow, week 3 already.
Sober first month living together.
It feels great. We haven't fought once.
That's so good.
We've been very good about like our chores and things. And it's honestly just, it's been very romantic. It's been like cute. I like just, it dawned on me the other day. I'm like, am I ever going to sleep alone in my bed ever again? Like,
Probably not.
Like, until he like goes on vacation or like something, a work trip or something. He doesn't even go on work trips. I'm like, am I ever going to sleep in my bed again alone?
Do you sleep well with others though? Like, is it like, yeah.
Like with him. Oh, well, not at first, but now, no, we're good. Like,
dun,
I don't,
dun, dun.
I don't notice anything.
That was my impersonation of the ESPN notification.
Oh, yes. I was like, where are you going with that?
No.
He has learned to turn his ESPN notifications off.
Okay, that's good.
It's more like a, dun,
remembering all these previous things that are so funny. Every single episode we've recorded this year, that's so funny.
No, so.
I totally forgot about that.
We've gotten better about our notifications. He now knows he needs to flip his phone over, because my biggest pet peeve is when the light of the phone, like if a notification goes off, like it lights up the whole room.
Does he not do like a do not disturb overnight?
Jack doesn't trust do not disturb. He thinks it's not gonna, his alarm won't go off, he thinks, if he has do not disturb
on. If you put it in sleep mode, that's its
he doesn't trust
purpose.
It. He doesn't trust any of that stuff. And he has yeah, he's weird in that way. But I just feel like it's going to be even better when we have plans and things to like, because it's been just like the two of us, I feel like, holed up in here this winter. But it's been really good. Like I think it really teaches you a lot about like, okay, is this my person or is it not? Mm-hmm. Because like little things, like it is constantly a mess in here because it two people in a one bedroom. But if you still love the person through the mess, that means you're good.
Right.
I think. Oh, also, this girl reached out to me that she might want to take my apartment. This other influencer.
No way.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I'm like, wouldn't it be fun to still like see my apartment and content and stuff if I transfer my lease to her? I don't know how it works. I'll have to reach out.
Didn't you do that with your last apartment?
No.
Oh.
They were just listening.
Oh, no. Think, you just met a girl who lived in the building.
I met a girl who was a TikToker in my building. Yeah. So this girl reached out. She's like, I heard that someone told me, I'm like, who? That your apartment is up for rent. And I'm like, Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. But I haven't found another one yet. So, but we were chatting and she might take my apartment, which is really fun. I mean,
this is a great apartment. Like,
yeah, I wanted to go to someone who's like going to appreciate it.
When's your lease up again?
April 1st.
Okay.
Technically. But I have to tell the landlord by February 15th. Mm. Happy Valentine's weekend to me. Well, and to us, because we're new together, that I'm not moving back in. Or I'm not renewing, I mean, my lease.
We got a good lead this weekend, potentially.
Yes.
I have to get you that information.
Upper East Side. One of Colby's sister's friends.
Really?
When I was at the bar with the girls drinking my mocktail.
Yeah, I got Katie a seltzer.
Yeah, Colby kept the seltzers coming. Cute. And at one point, I was like, am I drunk?
It's a placebo. No,
like being in the bar sober, like I felt like I was like, I'm feeling a little secondhand smoke. But it was really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Colby like met a hot man that night.
I did.
Wait, no, I've been talking way too much. Talk about the hot man you met.
Yeah, but he lives in California. It's just more and more of a sign that my person is not in New York. But he was literally like 6'5", gorgeous.
Blue eyes.
Here for the weekend.
Trust fund, finance.
Yeah, he lives in LA. He was here for the weekend. And I was obsessed with him. But
Did you guys get each other's numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, have you been texting?
Yeah, like we were texting here and there, but like there's no point in continuing to talk now because I'm not going to California.
You could.
I could.
So
in
how did
theory.
This start? Like, did you go up to him? Did he come up to you?
So we were standing by the bar for a long time in the same spot because, oddly enough, my sister's friend who lives in Brooklyn is friends with the owner of the bar that we were at.
The Parkgate. Everyone needs to go.
Yeah.
Wait, you're friends with the owner of Parkgate?
Yeah, she like dog sits his dog or something.
What?
So they were reserving two seats at the bar for her and her boyfriend. And so we just all were huddled around there. And yes, people do need to go there, but no, people don't because it was so crowded.
Yeah, really? But it's a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Like everyone
it was a
there,
good crew.
Everyone there is cool. Like I swear.
Yeah, it's a very good vibe. But so whatever, we're standing at the end of the bar for so long and there was a table of guys and one of them was so cute too, but I know in my heart of hearts that he was 24 years old.
Colby kept saying, she's like, look at the guy, look at his swoopy nose.
It was
she
so loved, cute.
Swoopy nose.
She it was loved, so cute.
He had like a perfect ski slope nose.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a Whoville, like from The Grinch, like little nose.
Did he got a nose job or?
No, I don't think so.
It looks like her kids would have that nose.
It looked genetic. But
it was cute, but of course, like that wasn't the first thing I noticed.
It was a defining feature. Well, no, because when I saw him at first, it was when he was standing.
Yeah, true.
And you could see his profile, and that was how I pointed him out.
The nose.
The nose.
You were like, look at the Who from Whoville over there.
No, but it was a cute nose, I will say. I haven't really ever focused on someone's nose before, but...
Yeah. Well, that was like just the defining feature to point him out from across the bar at first. And then it became a conversation. But whatever. We never ended up really talking to him except for when he and his friends were getting up from the table. And I was like, are you guys leaving? And
that was it.
Yeah. At first, the girls.
No, Kobe goes, wait, first, I did talk to him. I asked if he's leaving.
And at first, the girls that were sitting at their table left and he I think like said that we could sit down but I wasn't fully computing what was happening and then I just like went back to my friends and then
so he invited you to sit with him at the table and then you were like okay bye.
No, yeah, like I don't really even know what he said. It wasn't like a very welcoming why don't you sit with us type of thing that okay. I wasn't gonna be like we weren't going to take over the other half of their table, whatever.
Following.
And then he told me when they actually were leaving. And so we moved in and sat down and this other guy came in and they were like doing a lap around the bar. And I had saw them at first and I was like, oh my God, that guy is so tall. And then he was standing at the bar. Once we were sitting down, we like made eye contact and he mouthed something to me and I don't know what he said. And I was like, you can sit. And he was like, I could sit. And I was like, yeah. So he and his friends came over and we were talking to them for like an hour. And then they were leaving and going to Soho Grand, but it was like 1:45. And yeah, I had to go retrieve my mom from Penn Station at 9 a.m. So I was not doing that.
Wait, was your sister saw with you? Like, who was the group? Was it you and your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
her man's?
No, her husband and his friend from college left to go to that Mexican restaurant that you like.
Oh.
Because they were hadn't seen each other Burrito in a while.
Loco. Yeah. I fucking love Burrito Loco. Yeah.
Not Burrito Loco.
He was like, we went to this random place and he was like, we didn't eat, but like the food, it looked like they had pretty good food, but they wanted to have an actual conversation and couldn't hear each other in the bar. So they went next door to hang out.
Burrito
so
Loco.
It was me, my sister, a couple of her friends, and then actually one of our friends also came after her date. Were you there when they got there?
I left right before that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I couldn't.
But so she was there still, too.
The thing about being at a bar sober, like, my feet just really started to hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you're drinking, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But standing for that long, my feet were killing me.
Yeah, but honestly,
but it was that's a good environment.
The one good thing about January that's happened for me is my resolution to try and meet men in the wild has been going well.
Yeah, so wait, so he left to go to Soho Grand. Did he say, like, come with?
No, then he was texting me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Being like, come over?
No.
to the Soho Grand.
Come on down. Was he staying at the Soho Grand?
I don't remember. No, I think he was staying with his friend.
They do have a club there, so maybe that's why that's where
they were going.
That makes sense. I think we should go there.
Wait, and that's his where, other
friend, his friend was talking to a 22-year-old, so I feel like that tracks that they were going to the club at Soho Grand.
The club.
Wait, what's the club called there?
The Club Room.
Oh, that's it? Oh, I think I'm thinking of somewhere else.
Well, there's also a jazz club that we went to.
Oh, yeah, that
remember
was
that one?
Yeah, yeah, that was cute.
There's a bunch. That's a huge, huge hotel. There's a lot going on there. But okay, so
has there been follow up? Have you talked since?
He texted me Saturday and just was like asking how my time with my family was because he met my sister and I was like, oh yeah, my family's in town for my sister's birthday, whatever. And then my mom and I went to the cutest wine bar in Brooklyn, and I need to go back there.
What's it called?
Layla.
Layla.
Was it in Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Williamsburg is really cute places.
I love Williamsburg.
Yeah, it's really cute.
So much. I still really want to go to this other wine bar there, and that's where I first tried to go, Sauced. But I think I really want to go there in the summer when their back garden is open. But I still wanted to go just to see it. But it didn't open until 5.
Yeah, they're really cute places over there. Okay, well, that's a good update. Like,
yeah.
Is he going to come back? What's his deal?
I don't know.
Well, I feel like we're going to go back to the park gate and see Swoopy Nose in the wild again.
Maybe. Or maybe there will be someone else.
Oh, okay, but you never talked to Swoopy Nose.
No.
Oh, I thought this guy was...
No, Swoopy Nose told her that the table...
was leaving and I could take his table.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is better because that guy was like 30.
Oh, okay. I thought California guy Swoopy was Swoopy Nose.
Swoopy Nose gives us young vibes, but we also actually don't know how old he is.
He was definitely like 23.
He did give...
Or 24.
That's okay.
Like youthful energy, youthful non-burnt out banker energy. Mm-hmm. But honestly, there was a lot of very cute
there
guys.
There were so many
Park
guys.
8.
Yeah.
We also need to go back to Waiting on a Friend, which is the place that I was at. On Friday night, all the guys there were so hot.
Like,
Colby would have been in heaven. It's a new place, and they were playing like Taylor Swift remixes. I was standing on an elevated surface, pumping my fists and screaming.
That's
like,
so it fun. Was my dream. And another thing about TikTok, in terms of discovery of places to go, somebody that we were with Saturday night had seen on TikTok that if you bring a parent to Joyface, that you can cut the line. And we literally had 10 people. And my mom was one of those people. And we went up to the bouncer, and there was a line of, like, at least 50 people.
50?
And we were like, is it true if you have a parent that you can cut the line? And he was like, yeah, and laughed at us. And we were like, we have one. And he was like, okay, let's see what you got. my mom comes to the front. And it was so funny. And they let all 10 of us in.
That's crazy.
It was nuts.
So did Jane feel like a celebrity?
Yeah, she was like, we cut that line big time.
You know,
she kept saying that. She was like, the next morning, she goes, we left those 100 people outside. And I was like, yep.
You know, sure she did. Went back to Boston and was like, girls, you'll never believe what I did for Colby.
I know.
I got us to cut the whole line.
At yep. the joy face.
Telling yeah. all her friends.
Was it fun? What was the vibe?
It was fun. I actually realized that I don't know if I've ever actually gotten inside there because I refused to wait in the line.
Joyface is a very gay bar.
Yeah, so that was, it was also really old music.
Yeah, you got to go on a specific night. Like the one, that's actually where I met Mary Man.
Oh, really?
That's where I had my first rendezvous with the Mary Man.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There was also people that were definitely on Molly or something that would not leave us alone, and it was so annoying. But we stayed for like an hour, and then we went to a karaoke bar.
Oh, fun. Wait, were there people like standing and dancing on the bars?
Not on the bar, but there people were dancing on other elevated surfaces. I mean, it was very fun, and we had a big group of people, so it was totally fine. But I wish that I knew the songs. I knew literally two songs that came on.
Yeah.
The rest of it was very, my mom was like, this song is from when I used to live in New York. And I was like, okay.
I think they do like theme nights. Because I remember when I went, they were playing
very like 80s.
Yeah, I wouldn't have survived.
I would have liked that. I like some 80s tunes.
It was fun for a while. And then we went to Sing Sing. Not the one on St. Mark's, the one on Avenue A.
Not to be confused with the prison. Did you know there's a prison called Sing Sing?
No. In the city?
What did you sing? What song?
I didn't.
Why not?
Colby's too cool.
No, I love... I was the one that wanted to go to karaoke.
Why did you not sing a song?
I wanted to go the night before to Boho Karaoke, the one that's... Yeah. Right over here. And so then it was fresh in my sister's mind, and she said that she would go Saturday night, so we went. But we didn't get... I tried to get a room, and the wait was an hour and a half.
Oh.
And so then we were just in the main part, and so we were singing along with the people that were actually singing.
Oh.
And then, like, two people in our group paid to cut the line to sing songs.
Okay. What did they sing?
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
So good.
And I don't know what the other song was. It was some rap.
I think I've only sang karaoke once in my entire life.
My karaoke song is Lips of an Angel.
Okay, that's a good one for you.
I love that song.
I did Taylor Swift.
Yeah, mine's usually something Taylor Swift.
The ground
it just had Love
ring.
Story.
Yeah.
Somebody did sing that.
That's a good one.
I did it with my friend Tess.
You just
and
have
I literally
to
got on the
sing
ground
a song that
proposed.
People know.
Yeah, because you need vibes. Like
Lips of an Angel is a great song because people love to belt that song. And so it drowns out.
Lips of an Angel. Yeah.
Yeah, that song is so good. I'm going to go listen to it when I leave here. And get ready for the next time that I go to a karaoke bar.
Yeah, we should definitely do karaoke. I feel like karaoke is so underrated.
We should do it like in K-Town and do it properly.
And you like don't need to have a special occasion to go. Like I want to do karaoke... Just like on a regular like night out.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I feel like that'll just boost our spirits.
It's a great way to end a night out.
Yeah,
really
I was gonna say, I feel like it's a good like end of the night thing. It's like you go to a bar, but you're not ready like for the night to die yet. So you go to a karaoke bar and finish her off.
Yeah. See, if I feel like January, like we need to go to. I feel like we need to redeem this month.
Guys,
and go
I'm
to a karaoke
a great
bar.
Month. Like,
I have a wedding next.
You're
weekend.
Having a good month.
I think I'm having a
All
great
right,
month.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Knock on wood. I can't be having anything bad happen to me. But
no, I just feel like the vibes have been off.
My vibes are fantastic. I think it might be because you're doing Dry January, honestly.
Yeah, maybe.
Dry January is bad vibes.
Here comes Dry Jan hater number one, Adam Harrison.
I'm just saying, there seems to be a correlation of...
Well, I'm going to Cabo, so that'll cure my scaries.
I think the sun will lift your spirits.
Yeah.
I feel like I just feel like ugly, you know?
Well, I'm about to go from like cold and dark to cold and darker, so I'm sure I'll come back depressed.
Cold
but cold
is it
and dark
going to be
accents?
In London?
It's actually going to be so much warmer in London randomly. It's like 46, but I'm sure it'll be like dark and rainy.
Are you so excited?
I'm excited to go with my coworkers who I like because like I'm with a fun group and I'm meeting like a bunch of clients that are going to be fun and interesting.
Cool.
But like it's London in January. Like it's not like it's going to be like fun and vibey, you know? I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure it'll be fun.
I think you can make it fun. I also think...
I want to go shopping. I really want to buy...
There's so many places you haven't been yet.
If you go shopping, I really want a pair of sneakers.
Do you want the Onitsuka Tigers?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to.
Because I got the pair that I have, but I want a different style.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to go. So okay. I'll FaceTime you when I'm okay. there. I'm staying in Malibone this time instead of Shoreditch because everybody knows I hated Shoreditch last time.
Are you going to have a haunted room again?
Oh, no. I'm staying literally in the addition.
Oh, it's modern.
So nice.
I'm staying literally in a 5-star hotel. Like, I'm not fucking around with the haunted houses anymore.
You said business expense.
You know, I did. I was like, this is in budget. I'm doing it. My friend also did it. We were shook. We were like, oh my God, I guess nobody wants to go to the addition in January because it was so cheap when we were booking.
That's weird.
Because obviously when you like travel with work, you have like a cap on how much, like whatever our policy is or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were both like, oh my God, the addition fits into the budget. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So
why do I feel like people are always going to London and always coming to New York? Like, I feel like
it's a very interchangeable city.
I feel like there's always tourists here.
Yeah, it's a big hub.
And tourists there. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of tourists, the other day I was at the diner. I don't know what's with all the Australians just like around me, but this Australian family was visiting the city, and I had just gotten out of my workout, and I guess they looked at me and they thought, she's a local. I don't know. They did, because they look at me and they're like, do you have any recommendations of places we can go in the West Village? Oh my God,
I hate when people ask me that. Yeah,
because I instantly forget everything I've ever done in my life in New York, but I was looking at them, like, just trying to size up the family. It was this husband and wife and this younger-looking girl. She looked like she's probably, like, teenager, early 20s. I was like, oh, do you like Taylor Swift? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I was like, oh, Cornelia Street's right here. You could go see her old house, and, like, there's a bunch of, like, places around here.
She was like, why would I want to do that?
Taylor Swift landmark type places in the West Village. She's like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift. I'm like, go fuck yourself then. I'm like, why the fuck did you ask me?
Do you like Carrie Bradshaw? Because her apartment's here too.
No, I decided not to say that because I figured she'd be like,
you already struck out once, you couldn't struck out twice.
No, my ego couldn't take it. I didn't even tell her about the Friends facade either, like the Friends apartment. I was like, well, Washington Square Park's over there. Like the fountains. No,
if somebody like told me they really didn't beautiful. Like Taylor Swift, I would have been like, you should go to Stuytown. I heard it's really pretty.
Oh, I didn't sab. I should have. Nah, I'm not that type. But I told them about that. You should go
to Two Bridges.
Oh, and you know what? I told them, I'm like, you should go to Magnolia Bakery. They have really good sweet treats. And they're like, oh, we're trying to watch our sugar. I'm like, what do you want from me? I'm like, could you help me out?
Have you gone on the subway yet?
No.
It's really fun.
And let me tell you,
help me help you.
They had a stack of pancakes in front of them. I'm like, oh, you're watching your sugar, are you?
I think they just wanted to fuck with you.
Well, they were like, the portion sizes here, you guys are crazy Americans. The portion sizes are so big. I'm like,
go home.
Tell me something new, because I know that. And everyone loves to say that. And
get a box.
We like Taylor Swift and
Magnolia Bakery. Yeah. That was crazy. I was like, okay, where I was racking my brain. I'm like, what the fuck?
Katie, I would have given up. I would have been like, good luck. Have a nice trip.
I was like, oh, you asked the wrong person.
Well, and then Jack came and sat down because he was meeting me at the diner. And I was like, Jack, do you have any recommendations of like things that this Australian family can do? And he's like, honestly, nothing I say to them, they'll like. I'm like, okay, well, at least he's self-awareness. Like, I was like, do you like Taylor Swift? He could
say, I don't live here.
Sweetie, do you like Taylor Swift? She's like, no. I'm like,
she said nar.
Literally, no, she did say nar.
I'm dying.
Anyway, sorry, a little tangent. What was your, like, story you wanted to tell us?
I can round us out with
Adam. Has a juicy story he wants to tell us.
Well, it was just like funny. Like, I was walking home from the gym today and I had a flashback to yesterday because I ended up getting really drunk yesterday on accident. Like, I was just, you know, one of the boys. I went to a sports bar.
Oh, I thought you were with those people.
Yeah, I was. That was so crazy.
Who's those people?
I literally was like, because Colby was out with her, I guess her mom and her sisters.
Yeah.
And we were maybe going to meet out with her, and Emily wanted to do something too. Or I should just say one of our friends wanted to do something too. And I'm describing like, oh, I'm going to this bar with like these people, like XYZ people, like naming them. It was literally two people that I named. And then in a group chat,
you said Emma and Caroline.
Yeah.
And et cetera.
Yeah,
Emma so like and Caroline are not their names.
Emma fake names. I was like Emma Caroline and Co.
Yeah.
You know, or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
And then I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm coming up to Gramercy, which is where like our friend lives. And our friend was like, are you coming to me or are you going to meet those people? Like
those people.
And I was like, those people is a crazy statement.
Oh, you mean
it like, just like it was like yeah. what? Like just say their names. Like you've literally met them so many times. It was just funny. So that's why Colby's
those
like
people. Those people. I see. It was like I had to be there
yeah,
in
yeah.
the group chat moment.
Yes, correct. Everybody listening to this is like, what's so funny? That's not funny at all. It was funny in the moment.
Okay, it was I had to be there.
And yes. So anyways, I was at a bar with those people and watching the game or whatever. And so I ended up getting like very drunk yesterday. I had a nice Sunday fun day.
What
and
it was game also
was blizzarding
it?
Outside.
The Eagles
and then the Ravens were playing somebody I couldn't tell you. Were they playing the Eagles? No. The Eagles is before
they're
the Ravens
game.
They're
playing the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
And they lost
by two. Yes.
I'm upset.
I was paying attention. Don't you worry.
That's yeah, our team.
The Bills are Dave Portnoy's $1 million pick to win the Super Bowl. What were you
I know
sipping
nothing.
On?
At the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, tequila sodas. I was downing them like water. It was crazy.
Wow.
And I like, yeah, it was just, it was, you know, it was fun. It was a very good vibe. And the bar we went to Plug Uglies.
Yep.
Who's been there?
Yep.
So fun. And everybody there was hot too. It was like just a good vibe. I actually met some listeners. So if you're listening to this, very nice to meet Ooh. You. Sorry, I was so drunk. So a few things happened at this bar that I'm like, it are just very funny. So obviously you guys know what Grindr is, right?
No, yeah. Never heard of it.
Okay, I figured as much. Thanks. I recently re-downloaded Grindr for validation. Like I never actually go and meet up with people because I'm terrified I'm gonna get axe murdered, but I just re-downloaded it because I like people complimenting me who are near me. And so I open up Grindr yesterday while I was at Plug Uglies, and this guy messages me, no face, like no pic, nothing.
At the bar,
it says he's 600 feet away.
That means he's in the bar.
100% had to have been
I'm
in the
like,
bar.
I'm like, how big is 600 feet?
Had to have
or
been in the
like
bar.
Or like across the street.
And Grindr's like fully anonymous, right? Like you have no idea who anybody is, but like you can put a picture, like a profile picture, right? So that people can like look at your torso and decide if they're attracted to you or not. Like that's literally how it works.
Yeah.
Basically.
Superficial as fuck.
Mine is, of course, a torso. It's like my abs, you know? And I'm like, you know, nice. I love my little compliments that I get. Mine, I think, has like half my face in it, though. But anyways.
Is it a mirror selfie or is it like a
Adam
zoomed
said
in?
Jawline and abs.
Yeah, I know my angles.
I mean, you have an impeccable jawline. So did you like girls. Zoom in on a photo of yourself or is it a mirror selfie?
It's like a zoomed in picture of me on the boat like years ago where it was from
nice.
Above. Do you
yeah,
know the picture
yeah.
I'm talking about? Yeah, and I looked insane. At this point, that was like literally taken in 2021. So like, do I still look like that? Like, not really. But you know what? We're going to live with it. Anyways,
catfish.
I am on Grindr, and this guy who's 600 feet away from me, he has no profile pic, so it's literally just like a black image, and like is 600 feet away from me, says he's like this 6'2 dude, whatever, like 160, like had to have been attractive, like all the guys
you about, put your measurements on this app
100%, like you need to decide
oh my
if
God,
you're compatible.
That is insane.
It's superficial. That's what I was saying.
No, it's like literally a
but
dating
that's the
app
point.
Specifically for sex.
But like, that's so wild. Like, if I had to put my height and weight on a public-facing app, I would literally not exist.
But well, that's like the whole point about Grindr. It's like you are literally peacocking people so that people want to have sex with you. And then you see who's closest to you so that yeah. you guys can coordinate on going home together and like, you know,
hey,
banging.
It's efficient.
It's an efficient app.
It's efficient, and then it keeps
but how
maybe
do you even know who they are?
No, you don't. That's the thing. Like, you message somebody that you think might be attractive. So usually, honestly, I will say.
No, but how do you, like, know you're meeting the right person? You
no,
pick
no,
a Colby, meeting
you,
point?
Yeah, basically. Well, you do some diligence in between, right? So, like, when you see somebody that you might be attracted to, you message them, you're like, hey. That person says, hey. Then you like, trade pics. Like, you share, like, send more pictures of each other. And then you either, like, ignore the person if you're
in
not interested
chat,
in them.
So it's not, like,
in the chat.
I see.
Exactly. So you either
so
ignore the person.
Does your face get included in those sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're, like, messaging okay. somebody for, like, an initial, like, oh, I'm attracted to you, then you'll send, like, a face pic. Okay. Or, like, in Grindr's case, like, people are sending, like, dick pics and nudes yeah. and, like, you know, the whole shebang. And so that's usually how Grindr works. And then you decide, oh, okay, like, that's a penis that I like. Like, I'm going home with you. You know? Like, that's,
nice.
Like, how it works. Okay. For context, usually
this episode is officially explicit.
Usually, honestly, on Grindr, the way it works is the hottest guys are the ones that have no picture, and like you just look at their stats and you're like, okay, it's a black image, and they're 6'2 and they're 175
because they're probably closeted
yeah. And usually their description will be like mask, like masculine,
nice,
you know. And so I specifically look out for those
guys. I thought mask meant like they weren't showing themselves.
M-A-S-C.
Incognito. Incognito. So this guy literally had mask in his bio, no picture. It said he was 6'2 and one's like 175. And I was like, this guy has to be hot. He messages me. He's 600 feet away from me saying, hey, Adam, my name. There's no way to know your name on Grindr. So it was like clearly somebody who knew who I was.
Wait, fuck.
It was kind of scary, honestly. And then I'm like,
did you get a pit or were you excited?
I think I was just kind of like intrigued. And yeah. I was also very drunk. So I was like, who is this 6175 man right. who knows my name? Like, it has to be somebody that I know or that like just knows me from social media, I guess. Right. Like, that could have been an option as well.
Or match with you on like Hinge.
Or match with me on a dating app. There's a million different, you know,
yeah, he's things like, I've seen be. This picture before.
Yeah, exactly. And so I reply, I'm like, well, this is mysterious. Who is this? And then he doesn't reply. And then this is after also, mind you, I walked up and down the bar because I went to the bathroom. So like I walked up and down the bar, went to the bathroom, come back. And I'm like looking at my phone to see if this guy messaged me back. Didn't message me back. I sent him an eye emoji because I'm like, who the fuck is this guy who knows who I am? And then he blocks me on Grindr. All of a sudden disappears. Isn't that so mysterious?
Whoa.
So I still have no idea who it is. I'm convinced that like I walked up and down or something and the guy saw that I was at the bar that he was at. Maybe, and maybe he's in the closet and like,
but wouldn't he know seeing that you're 600 feet away? Wouldn't he make that like
correlation?
Yeah,
I don't know. So weird though, right?
Wait, that's really mysterious.
And I have no way to ever figure out who it was
because you didn't see anyone familiar.
No, which means he had to have just known me from something.
That's so weird.
Isn't that so crazy
to block you?
I know.
Is there a possibility to like unmatch someone?
No, because you don't match. It just shows you who's closest to you. There's no matching involved.
But so you can... Oh, you can obviously, because that's what you said. Then yeah. You exchange more pictures.
But blocking is really... Did it say so-and-so has blocked you?
No, the message like removed itself from the like messages thing. So I knew he blocked me. Because that's just like how it works on Grindr. Like if it disappears, like the person blocked you.
Yeah. Wait, that's crazy.
Which like blocking is such a normal thing on Grindr, I feel like. Like it's not like
if you're not interested, yeah, you block.
If you're not interested, like, okay, just like block them so they get out of your like thing.
So it's
you know?
Not as, I see. It kind of so cleans
normalized blocking.
Grindr teaching us all something. But anyways, isn't that so crazy? And I have no way to ever know who that was.
Wow.
And the message was like, hey, Adam. So like you knew who I was.
Wait, do you think they're crazy. Listening?
Maybe. He could be a listener.
I think they're listening right now.
Maybe it was like your coworker.
6'2", 175. No, because I mean, I didn't see him at the bar. I mean, unless, I don't know. So
wait,
crazy.
That's so spooky.
But also like just the entire profile, like the mask, no picture, 6'2", 185. Like it was definitely somebody who's in the closet. Like there's no part of me that doesn't think it was somebody who's
what
in the closet.
What if it was someone's boyfriend?
That'd be crazy. But even just starting out the thing with, hey, Adam, is insane. It's like,
yeah.
They wanted you to know that they know who you are. Yeah.
And then blocked me. Crazy. That was part one of what happened at. So that wasn't actually the crazy thing
what? That's pretty crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah. But the way I'm going to round out the podcast is obviously last time we talked about gay one and gay two.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Gay one, gay two. We're back, baby.
Two of my gay friends who matched with the same guy on Hinge. Gay one went on a date with him. He got friend zoned by this guy. And then gay two, update, ended up going on a date with
okay.
the guy.
Okay.
So gay two ended up going on a date with the guy. The guy literally yesterday morning, like, friend zoned him. So text him and is like, hey, enjoy getting drinks with you, but like, I'm not interested.
Mm.
So that happened with him. Last night, I am so drunk at this bar.
I'm sensing a trend of the weekend.
I don't.
You match with the guy.
No. Well, basically, I don't know how this came up because I didn't even remember that this happened until today. I remember going on my Hinge, seeing that this guy was in my roses, the guy that they both went on a date with. I sent him a rose. Why did I do that?
Gay number three is so toxic.
Gay number three is messy. I'm a messy girl.
Are you like, all right, well, I'll try now.
Like, literally last week, we were like, Adam would never do that. No.
Colby goes.
And yet, you sent him a rose. You did the most.
Yeah, I know.
Last week, Colby said, I remember verbatim, you were like, but I know you. You wouldn't do that.
I don't know you at all.
So
guys, I literally was like, oh my god, but he didn't match me back, so it's fine. And I'm gonna tell my friend, I'm gonna be like, I got really drunk and yesterday sent that man a rose because I
Why so but it's interesting that he just so happened to
because
be
because glitch.
There was a glitch in the Matrix, and I was a glitch.
It's funny that he was in your rose jail or whatever it's called.
I literally saw him in Rose Jail, and I was like, I cannot believe this man is there. I sent him a rose within half a second. I was like, Rose, send. Gay number three enters the chat.
It's like your intrusive thoughts one.
No, my intrusive thoughts 100%
one. Your intrusive thoughts said, what would happen if?
No, literally.
And then you just did it.
I know. Okay, but meanwhile, it's also kind of funny because, like, this guy who's, like, attractive, like, I know he is the same type of gay as me.
Okay. Has anybody ever accepted your rose?
That's a good question. I don't
because I don't think anybody... I actually know one time, but nothing of note. Nothing ever came from it.
No one ever accepted one of my roses either. Never. I don't
think so.
Like,
I was having this conversation last week because we were on Hinge and we were like, does anybody even accept roses anyway? Just send it. Who cares? Or X them all out. That was the thing. Because I was like, no, don't you get scared that you'll never see them again? And she was like, well, no one accepts them anyway. And I was like, honestly, true.
Okay, I'm also pissed because I told you guys it wasn't an accident. I just didn't realize it would happen so fast. Like, deleted my Hinge and then had to redo the entire thing. Yeah. I told you guys that. So now I have zero roses. But because, like, we were working with Hinge for a while, I think I had, like, 12. So I had, like, an unlimited amount of roses.
Just you saved them up?
Yeah, they just, like, kept coming to me. And then now I have zero. I'm back to ground zero. All so right. I can't send any more roses.
Hinge, if you're listening.
Are they, like, time accrual? How I accrue my...
Yeah, I think PTO, they might be.
Like, you accrue them over time.
Yeah, we accrue roses like we accrue PTO.
So interesting. Oh my god,
this is the third thing.
I have four currently.
There's a part three to this?
There's a part, it's not as interesting, but there is a part three. I drunk texted Fire Island. Or what did I call him? Cooper Conley? I forget what we called him. Maybe Fire Island? The guy was the literal last guy I went on a date with in September. If we don't consider the St. Regis a date.
The charcuterie guy? That was a long time ago, wasn't that?
No. The guy in September that I met on Fire Island, friend of a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like Cooper Conley.
Foff.
But we already had a friend of a friend, so we gave him the Foff nickname, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, drunk texted him, and now we're hanging out next weekend.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Wait, that's good. Insane.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why are you insane? You said that you wanted to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not weird. That's really great.
Well, I think he just wants to smash, so I think we're just going to smash. Okay. You know?
I mean, Who knows? Promising.
Guys, I need to stop drinking because things just happen, and then I'm like, oh.
Hey, dry February. No, you actually can't, because when we're in Boston, Colby made a reservation at this amazing place with martinis that actually have, like, shards of ice in them.
I know, they look so insane, like I need it.
The whole glass is ice, and then there's, like, a crisp vodka martini with crisp olives inside.
Yeah, that looks so good.
And I will lose my mind if I don't get one of those.
We're getting it. I'm so excited.
That will redeem this year. Like, this year will be redeemed in my mind.
You're getting one.
In February.
Also, everybody is so jealous of the reservation I made for us for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
We're spending Valentine's Day together.
As a trio.
With your mom.
Yeah. So my mom's going to come.
Match made in Boston.
Four of us.
I'm so excited.
For the Gals and the Go show. We're going to the Gals and the Go show.
Is your mom coming to Gals and the Go with us?
No, she's just going to come in on Friday to go to dinner.
I'm so excited.
Get your tickets. I believe there are still tickets on sale. Gals and the Go.
Yay.
Just Google it. I don't know their website.
It's probably like gotgpodcast.com.
Something like that.
We can put it in the description so people can buy some ticks.
I'm so excited to see the girls shine on stage. And get my icy martini and go out on the town.
Katie's going to redeem herself. We're going to redeem February for you with those icy martinis.
We better.
Can we go to a gay bar? There's gotta be a gay bar in Boston.
Yeah, there's a gay bar called Club Cafe that I've gone to with my other gay friend.
Oh,
she's not allowed to have.
How dare you even mention his name?
Honestly, that's like one of the only gay bars I've ever been to, and it's so fun. They put like music videos up projected everywhere.
That's like such a gay bar thing.
Oh. I was like, wait, this is amazing. Like, Ariana Grande, thank you, next. Yeah. Just like playing.
And they always put like that commercial that Britney Spears did with Beyonce that's like, buddy, you're a boy making big. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like the We Will Rock You, and it's like Beyonce, Britney Spears.
Have you guys ever seen that commercial?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, they put that on like every gay bar too. I'll send it to you after. You guys will love it. And if people listen to this podcast, like, now,
really good pop anthem. Girly pop music.
Yeah, it's fun. And you can like sing and dance.
Wait, we should go.
Yeah, we'll go for sure.
I would love that.
Girls Weekend.
Well, I'll see if my other friends are available.
Vroom in our Hyundai.
Do they need a boyfriend?
Actually, one of them who I told you about that guy because you have a mutual friend.
Oh, I don't think I remember this.
And he like also makes content.
Oh, wait, the guy that I think is super hot that is a content creator and did the podcast?
No, I don't know. We'll come in. But he lives in Boston.
Okay, I'm excited.
And he's friends with my friend who lives in New York now.
Love.
But I think they had like a good crew.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, we're going to have fun, girls.
Yeah.
Well, we've been yapping for quite some time. This is actually one of the longest episodes I think we've had in like over a year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
How long is it?
It's like an hour 20.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. Okay, we needed a long episode, honestly.
Next time we need to commit some time to some advice segment because we've been letting the people down.
Yeah, we have some really good ones.
Oh, I'm excited.
Don't worry, I've been saving them, girls.
Okay, good.
And boys. So we have this.
I'll round us out. It's been fun.
Why do you keep saying round? That's a meeting term.
That's my phrase today.
That's a meeting term, isn't it? Round off this meeting.
I'm going to round us out. And with that, it's been fun. Love you. See ya. Bye. Bye.
Roundhouse punch someone.
Oh.
Like when we're like
round it out
someone.
We're rounding out.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.